1952. Trains and Boats and Planes. The Runaway Train. The train journey took ages and a lot of it was in the dark. Not because we didn't travel during the day, but because there were a lot of tunnels to go through. When the train went through the long ones, we had to keep shutting the carriage window to stop the soot and smoke from the engine coming in. The little round light bulbs in our carriage flickered all the time. "We're underwater now," said Dad. He said that the River Severn was above us. I was worried we might drown in all that water. Rosie wasn't worried though, and she said she was looking forward to meeting our cousin Jesse. We arrived at the house and were soon outside in the street. Our Uncle John was working as a dairyman and his cart was parked outside in the cul-de-sac. The horse was very placid, so we were allowed to play around on the cart. It was a sunny day, and we pretended to be milkmen and women going off on a journey somewhere. Jesse was a bit older than us. A lasting image that sticks in my mind from this visit to Caldecott was of my dad and another man chasing my auntie around the living room trying to catch hold of her. She was very pretty and I suppose was very popular with the men. She tried to avoid them by standing behind some chairs, but they still managed to reach her. She gave a few shrieks and the horseplay stopped very quickly. We went to our other grandparents' cottage and there we met our dad's parents. Their names were Thurska and Mark. They had lived at our home in Bath for a while until just after 1948 when I was born. They had to move out as there was not enough room in our little terraced house. I remember them using our front room to live in, and my bedroom to sleep in. The bedroom was not very big, but you could just about get one single bed in each alcove either side of the fireplace. Mark was an ARP warden in Old Field Park, Bath during the Second World War. Air Raid Patrol. Back to Old Field Park, Bath. This year was quite busy for Rosie and me. We were being allowed out in the streets on our own by now. We used to go up to the park together quite a lot when Rosie was not at school. Rosie was at Moorfields Infant School in Old Field Park. Me and Mum used to walk up together to meet Rosie from school. I was due to start school there at Easter term next year. On Saturdays we used to go into our dad's bedroom very early, he gave us our weekly pocket money then. We started off getting one halfpenny, half old penny, worth about 0.2p in 2010. We would rush off down the road to Mr. Reynolds' shop and decide what to buy with it. Sometimes we would stand outside the shop in the telephone box and wait for children to buy sweets from the machine that was fixed to the sweet shop wall. These machines were set to give out two packets of sweet chews, four pieces in a pack about 1.5 cm × 3/4, 1.8 cm × 3/8, 1 cm, in size every fourth coin. We would rush out of the box after counting how many coins had gone in, then we would put our penny in that we had got from Mr. Reynolds for our two halfpennies. This way we got a whole packet each, a very early buy one get one free shopping experience. On Sundays we were sent off to the church in the Triangle, a road at the far end of Moorland Road not far from the Old Field Park railway station. This weekly occurrence was a bit of quality time for our mum and dad. At Sunday school we were taught about the Bible. When you reached 8 years of age you were given your own copy of the Bible with your name in to keep. I had to wait a long time then for mine. After Sunday school we used to go round the corner to the railway bridge at the top of Brook Road and watch for any trains going by. We tried to get into the steam and smoke as they passed underneath the bridge. It used to take your breath away, as it was hot and tasted funny. We couldn't be too long or Mum would go mad if we got home too late. The Baptist Church Hall. This picture shows the Baptist church, looking at it from the Stanley Road end. Behind it was the Sunday school. The church hall is on the left-hand side at the back of the triangle. It was surrounded by grass on three sides. At the end of the road on the right-hand side you could turn right and go over the railway bridge into Brook Road. The hall was where the summer fete and the local jumble sales were held. They used to have music with speakers hung up outside. Sometimes a band played at the fete. You had to pay to get in, and you could buy toffee apples, candy floss and homemade cakes that people used to bring along. There were stalls selling all sorts of second-hand things very cheaply. 1951 Use browser back button to return to previous page, 1953. 1910 3rd Avenue. Not long after it was constructed. I used to live six houses up on the right-hand side. The railway line and the view to English Cum were mainly open fields then. At junction of King Edward Road. Holiday to Wales. The relatives at Caldecott. Our cousin Jessie, my sister Rosie. And me on the milk cart outside our aunt and uncle's house in 1952. Dad's parents Mark and Thurska Williams at their cottage near Caldecott. This picture taken in 1950. Me. Rosie and Granny Thurska in their back garden in 1952. The Scala Cinema. 1950 Cinema Bath UN time. Converted into a very early co-op supermarket in 1962. The area around this cinema was our playground in 1952. At the left-hand side of it was a public toilet building. To the left of this was the co-op store with a hall upstairs. Behind the toilets were glass greenhouses, painted white with whitewashed lower windows. Used during the war for food production. Behind them was part of the car park used by the cinema. Around the back of the big building was more open space that backed on two people's gardens, and a wall that went round to where two roads met on a corner. By this wall were some Anderson bomb shelters dug into the ground. One had a bit of water in it when it rained. They were our dens, our hideaways. We could pretend to be anywhere in these underground dugouts. If you climbed up and looked over the wall, you could see into a tall old tin shed. In there was where the local undertaker kept his coffins. 1950s Moreland Road shops. Think this could be 1956, Woolworths was built that year. Big shop on right-hand side. Photo taken at Herbert Road Junction corner.